This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, Brother Hoffman, I was driving down the highway when Craig said that. I said, Craig, don't get sued, Slim. Don't get sued. And he slipped right out of that one real quick. Copyright infringement with that, that was slick. That was slick move. I enjoyed it. Speaking of slick move, doesn't that describe our next guest? He got street cred, got game, and is nice enough to come out of his limo and get in our cab. That is so strong. J.P. Finley, part of that action pack, B. Mitch and Finley, and of course, Beltway, the gridiron, the big fella. Mitchell, you know, J.P., I'm so proud of you, man, because you have an affinity for large people, and you're kind, you know, and you're good people. And I felt for you today because other than Chris Russell, who has a contract to wear jeans in 100-degree weather, it seemed like it was sweltering a bit.
It was warm out there, Doc. Thank you for that. But, Doc, I wanted to share with you, you know, I saw Anthony Haney was out there today.
Uh-huh.
And I just told him how proud I was of him. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like he's about to hit his growth spurt.
Soon he's filling up.
He might be 5'10 soon.
Yeah, he's filling out. You know, vertically, we can't control that, but we can control how he swells up. Yeah. He's got an athletic look, JP.
He does. Yeah. He's been working on that little goatee his whole life. So I'm just
Well, I was told we were going cornrow braids, but he kind of changed that. So he's going back to the conch. So we expect to see the waves in about a month.
Yeah, no, I told Jeff that I had about 10 more haircuts, and then I would join Doc Walker, B. Mitch, and him with the baldy. So
you can't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, you're not going to do it.
All right.
I'm also proud of Jeff. You know, he came out to training camp one day and said, this isn't for me. I can't make it again. I can't hack it out here. And he went back to the studio.
Smart man.
So I'm proud of Jeff, too.
Well, look, a man's got to know his limitations or he'll have a short lived life. Yeah, I give Jeff a lot of credit. You know he's a walker.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Making the name proud.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so proud of it. Now, Landfill, I'm going when Landfill goes. Because then I know we'll be treated like kings.
Correct.
No doubt about that. Correct. How much fun are you having with the one-on-ones? That's the one thing I miss the most is the player interviews. And you nailed one today. I mean, what is that the best part of what you do?
Of everything I do, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love just talking with people. And when you get to spend a little bit of time and kind of get past the periphery.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I appreciate you saying that sincerely.
Oh, I can hear it, man. I can hear it. You know, I live vicariously through your actions, and I go, today was just jackpot. What do you remember most about today's feature interview?
Well, should anybody want to watch it, it's going to be on NBC4 here in a little bit.
Oh, really?
I got to talk to – yeah. Or it's on my YouTube page, Doc, if you want to watch it.
Well, I'm a big all-ears guy.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Got to talk to Brian Robinson. And I've been saying this for some time. I don't understand that people are in a rush to act like B-Rob can't play. He's really good, and he's a ferocious player, and he's never satisfied. Like, all the things Dan Quinn wants in his guys, like an intense drive, intense competitive spirit, but to do it the right way, like B-Rob embodies that.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a big opportunity in front of him. And I think this offense, the way they play so multiple, so many formations, so many different looks, like I think, and I'm going to sound like you a little bit here, Doc, people have gotten so driven by fantasy and player props and stuff that nobody – like, the best thing for the Commanders' offense is if B-Rob, Eckler, hopefully the kid Bill Merritt, maybe McNichols, is to have a lot of guys contributing a lot. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not great for fantasy drafts, but it's what's best for this football team.
No, you're right. And both worlds can win. Both worlds can share this space. But when it comes down to the real one that has to take shots to the gut, he won me over when he got shot and wasn't out for the whole season. If I'm shot, you might have seen me next year. I mean, he's proven to me his toughness. But what I did see was there was an explosiveness that he's shown that's going to have to be more readily available. And it's down and distance situation. Because, look, he's not Derrick Henry, but he's got Derrick Henry situations. Because no matter what happens, every time that ball is snapped, half the eyes on that defense are going after five. So if you can't make this happen with five, that's not a good sign.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, the thing I said to him in that meet in the interview was, if you remember, like, the first 6 weeks, half of the season,
ferocious.
The run game was cooking.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And then Biotis took an injury. B-Rob took an injury.
Yeah.
Eckler. A couple games.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff adds up. And I don't think it was any one singular person, but I do know this. As great and truly great of a runner that Jaden is, the second half of the year, he was their leading rusher damn near every game.
And yeah.
He finished the season, I think. As a,
and that's
that,
not good.
That also shouldn't be the plan.
That's not good. And you had a couple of injuries. That O-line, as you mentioned, it's not an excuse. It's a fact. You beat up a little bit inside. Then we lose our best player. All these things factor. And you need more possessions. What my approach to this season has been, can you imagine this group if the defense gets some more possessions? We get more stops. People
sure.
punt more to us. That's what I want. I want to win with more possessions, which means our defense, we've got to be better. And I believe that they are positioned right now, if you get the blessing of health, right now to this personnel now, to me, should exceed last year's.
Absolutely. I mean, Doc, I mean this truly, that one of the real blessings of my career is having spent so much time with you and B and Tana and guys that played the game at the highest level, and all you talk about are the trenches, and that's how you win and lose games. And I, you know, a lot of people get caught up in numbers and 40 times.
But that's okay.
I don't think it's an accident. If you look at offensive line, right, so you talk about possessions, well, you want more first downs, you want to run the ball better. They had two guys that on it, one, played their absolute guts out, but two, played pretty well in Allegretti and Wiley last
yep.
season. And if things project how we expect them to,
I'm glad you
those
said
two
that.
Dudes are going to be their top two backups.
Yeah, you know I'm glad you mentioned Wiley. I'm so glad you're astute. And you also – you hang around Mitch a lot, too. So I almost was about to give you the ultimate parade, and I thought, hey, man, he's with Mitch. And so, and it's not, like I said to the big fella, the last time he graced our air. I said, you know, I'm expecting to have 9 guys that can play. 9 on that offensive line.
Scott also, yeah.
No, 9.
Year, you got to have a real center.
Nine.
They've upgraded that unit significantly. Yeah. And then you talk about the defense needing to create more possessions. One, yep. If you think about last year, week one, they rolled out with Forbes, Mike Davis, and Benjamin St. Juice. And this year, ideally, you're rolling out with Lattimore, Samerstill, and Amos. I think that's a really significant advantage in mm-hmm. defensive backfield. But I think Von Miller is brought to town to be that closer, Doc. I think it's about pass rush when he's on the field, but I think you'll see him on the field in the biggest moments late in games. And that dude has a knack for creating turnovers, and maybe that's the extra possession you're talking about. And maybe that 7-point lead last year that they had to cling to and really get all these tight victories because the other team was still a 1-score game, maybe that 7 becomes a 10. And then you're lean on your run game a little bit late and just close these things out a little more comfortably.
Yeah, and Trent Scott was the one I was thinking about that gives me my Band-Aid. I say this, and we're going to have Ken Harvey on, and we've had Tony McGee on. They felt similar roles. You, a veteran that can come in situational pass rushes and add a boost, it's like a booster range on a rocket, because now somebody has someone else to think about that is probably better than anybody on the opposition's team, or at least as good, and he's fresh. He ain't played 60 snaps, which gives you an unbelievable advantage if you have a coach that knows how to do it. We know we do because he's done it with our offensive guys. He's doing it with his middle linebacker. There's an art to coaching guys in their fourth quarter of their career. Giving them the day off the other day gave Tunsil a day off. And I'm going, boy, this dude, he gets it. He really does get it. And little things like that, yeah, I'm so excited. And we're going to have Ken on to tell us, how does a guy in the fourth quarter of his career now become so technical? It's a science to rushing the passer. It has got to be more than just brute strength or quickness. It's that science. And that kid in Dallas, as much as we joke about the Cowboys and T.J. Watt, that is a different motor that we don't see. The young man in Cleveland, who else does that?
Totally.
It's our out-of-body experience. It's different. And you know I'm right. And we've had flashes with it. With our two, we had the 4 number ones. We've been through all that. But did you really have an alien in the group? You might have had one, and you gave him away.
Yeah, and even as good as Sweat was or Chase, and they had highlights undoubtedly. I mean, they never touched the consistent.
No, not the alien category. Game, no, you're right.
Game breaking. Yeah. They didn't. And who knows? Maybe they'll both find that gear. But
no, they might have to go buy it. They might have to go buy it from somewhere. They ain't gonna find it. They'd have found it. The Sweat kid still has something that intrigues me. But I'm talking about a different level. That kid in Dallas, if he was playing on anybody's team other than Dallas, we'd be talking to him about him like he's Deacon Jones.
Yeah. And he's been great, but that whole Dallas situation is just a mess. I loved I loved Wagner and Von Miller having press conferences on back-to-back days.
Yeah.
If you appreciate the sport and the inner workings of the sport and the understanding that a veteran player can have of the sport, that was really a treat to me to get to talk to those guys on back-to-back days.
No, you were on fire.
Wagner had a line, Doc, that I think you would appreciate, mm-hmm. about as players age. Mm-hmm. And he said, mm-hmm. you know, I am not as fast as I once was, but I get to places faster
exactly.
because I know where they're going. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I found that to be so real.
No, I heard it and I screamed, but then I go, but if you don't set an edge for him, he could be Einstein. Yeah. He's not getting there. That's my point.
You got to see Kinlaw in person, Doc. Maybe
I have seen him. No. I've seen Ken
Long. I know you're in the VIP area, and I don't get to go over there.
Yeah, I'm in the real VIP area, and you don't want to be in it. Let me say this. I've seen Ken Law. Ken Law, this is my first rodeo.
I have never seen him up close for the last 2 days.
Thick. Yeah.
That's
what thick looks like.
Yeah, he's something. If they can properly tap it, and I've said this plenty, I think folks are far too caught up on the contract. One, it's not their cash.
Right.
Two, it's not that much money for a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
If you look at the way the pay at that position is gone,
right.
He's like on the third tier of it. I don't know what people are screaming about with that.
JP, you do know what they're screaming about. Something they have no concept of. Yeah. So don't blame them. Somebody will wake them up and tell them that the Eagles are in our division and that they have the best back in the game. And we play them twice. The rest of it, they'll figure it out.
When they signed Luvu last year, generally folks were excited about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept talking about, we view Frankie as an ascending player. And damn, they were proven correct.
Mm-hmm.
They've said the same language with Kinlaw. Mm-hmm. And if they're proven correct, like the athletic tools that are there,
mm-hmm.
that's
scary.
Looks like a powerful, powerful player. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got to have it. You got to have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Producer wants to go one-on-one with you.
JP, going off the defensive strong performance today, would you say you have more confidence in the pass rush or the pass coverage? I think coming into camp, there were a lot of questions about whether or not Marshawn will be back, you know, fully healthy, what Mikey would look like bumping back inside, and then also Trey Amos having to go out there to prove himself. But, like, they had a strong outing today, and what we've seen thus far through camp, I think they've also looked good. So what would you say?
I mean, it's a great question, and I know what Bemis would say is that they work in tandem, and you can't really just take one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing helps the DBs like a good pass rush. The DBs did look good today. I don't want to get onto a topic that I'm guessing Doc doesn't want me to discuss, but I think that offense looks a lot different with 17 out there.
I think
the DBs look a little different with 17 out there.
Why wouldn't I want you to discuss it?
Because we're talking about the players that are there.
Yeah, but he's an example of he could have been there and broke his ankle. So this reality.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to play every play for you all year.
But it did look like they needed him out there today.
Of course they do. Who doesn't need their best receiver?
I'm just saying. Doc, don't get me back started.
But who can go without their best receiver and not have it be noticeable?
You're right.
And not having Noah Brown either. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
You're going down the depth chart a bit. But Debo's still out there, and Debo's looked quite explosive. But to your question, Ant, I am always going to lean on a better pass. Like, if I'm drawing up a team, would I rather have a better pass rush or DBs? It's going to be pass rush 10 times out of 10 for me. The group that I think maybe looks better than I expected, Amos was my favorite draft. I like these DBs. Mm-hmm. So they look – I think they look good. I mean, dude, there's also no pads on. Like, they know everybody knows
it's
every
too
pass.
Early. Yeah.
Every play is a pass.
But we talked about that. So you're a veteran. You know this. Most people listening don't. That when these things are set up, but as I said to Anthony, you can still get a whole lot out of it because it ain't set up for somebody that's doing it for the first time. Sure. Every young person there, every rookie, every free agent, you are so excited. You got game type feelings internally, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And when them fans come out there, say they were just privy to you pros, wait until the fans come there. You'll be a nervous wreck in your first year or people that are here with a different team. So emotionally, you can say it's, and it is rigged, but it's rigged to make you better. So that's why I said the Ant came in, he's, man, the defense. If you ever come in here and tell me the defense doesn't win these battles, I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Because if it's scripted and they can't win and scripted with no pass, we got a real problem. So that, I'm happy that it works out the way it did.
Can I ask you a question, Doc?
You do all the time.
Did when they released the Super Bowl era uniforms,
mm-hmm.
I taped some stuff for Channel 4, and I literally, like, seeing those uniforms came back with the correct font.
Yep,
with
that's
the,
important.
The more spaced font.
Yep.
It made me think of you, and I said that on air. I hope you saw that. I really thought of you and that's group,
funny.
Like the early Super Bowl runs. I'm being dead.
Yeah, no, it is an emotional boost. Anybody tells you that they're not heartbroken by seeing something that you adore and worshiped ripped away carelessly,
Then
and you are honest about it, it hurts. And then
the carelessness,
have them to recognize it point. And clean it up is a great gesture. But to try to fake, I mean, I can't. Again, it'd be selfish of me. It's not about me. I just want them to win. I said if they win in polka dots, I'll be wearing polka dot cap. I just need them to win. Get me out of that hellhole that I've been in for 24 years. So if they do that, I'm not going to make an issue of it. But I'm not going to also lie to you and tell you that it's not. I'm not hurt by the fact of not seeing the effort that people put forth and were willing and played hurt for and represented this great fan base here and to have that tossed away, which it is not. They have recovered it. Thank God they did.
It was in dire straits, and I think you're so right. And I think I hadn't thought of that word in this capacity, but, you know, the rebrand really went poorly, and there was really an element of carelessness that made it that much worse. Like, most people can wrap their brains around why things changed, but the manner in which it went made it that much worse. And, you know, one step, of maybe many, of restoring it. I don't know why they can't just wear the old uniforms eventually, and they look so much better. And you keep the blacks. The blacks are cool. That's part of evolution. But I was so happy to see those, and it legitimately made me think of you, especially the opposite of carelessness, right, is attention to detail. And the attention to detail to get that font correct on the back.
There you go.
That really stuck with me.
But how do you mess up a color? I mean, how many knuckleheads had to be in a room to come up with the idea that they screwed up burgundy and gold? Did anybody not get a photo of the pass? There was not one person in the meeting that said, hey, or did they just want to go away from it? And if they did, that is their prerogative. But I tell you what.
They messed up the dates of the Super Bowls.
Hey, man, you left a lot of revenue on the table. Because there are people that won't touch this stuff, won't wear it, won't buy it, and they can go get those people back because they are loyal to the fault, to a fault. But tradition, it's like Penn State coming out in pinstripes. What? I love Penn State's gear. You know why?
You know,
that's all they wear. and they think it's beautiful. A lot of people think it looks, they love it. That's tradition. Oklahoma, Maryland, who's changed as much as Liberace, like we did. Maryland's like us. You really don't know what is the Terp uniform, because we've been bombarded with so many different looks. We just got to pick one. That's not
like
what
that
I'm
Locks
after.
Brought the Locks brought the script Terps he back did. On the helmet. He did. I like
loved
that a
it.
Lot.
I loved it.
Bama's got great uniforms too. You know, you could argue they're classics, mm-hmm. but I have never liked them. I think the Browns have terrible uniforms.
Like, yeah, I know, but
I get
Cleveland.
It's the same for 100 years, but they're just
Cleveland.
So boring.
It's Cleveland. It's
what
would
you think of the Packers' new uniforms, the alternates?
So I don't hate them. It just doesn't seem like Green Bay at all, because it's not green, it's blue.
I'm with
but
you.
I don't. For the first time in a long time, of all the throwback alternates that were unveiled around the league this year, Washington's got the best one, and it's not close. And then I like Tampa Bay bringing back the creamsicles, too.
Yes.
I like the Chargers.
When Doug wore that, man, Dougie, the creamsicle and the Charger, the Bolt Light is still strong. I mean, it is really, really strong. The Purple People Eaters, see, the iconic traditional NFL teams don't have to change anything because they've never changed. They've never changed. And that's.
And then the Steelers and the Giants
and the Steelers
roll out that
are just. The Steelers are just class. It's iconic.
Well, did you see the throwback they brought out for this year, Doc?
Well, they had one I threw up on. We played them. We were out there, and it was like, what? Like the jail, like they had got out of prison, the prison look?
Yeah. They kind of have a similar one that they're going to wear this year. That
Yeah. Look like Rikers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Rikers. No. Steelers, man, they don't need to do anything but roll it out. But, JP, look, man, I don't want to get sued, so we're going to have to let you go because I know your contract states specifically – that you can't come down to the farm club like this and spend this much time. Love
doc,
you, man.
Did you hear the 6-year-old come out and ask what I was doing? And I told her I was talking to the doctor.
And she said, who? Who, Daddy? Is that me, Mitch?
She said, let's go to the pool.
Let's go. Hey, and go get wet, man. We appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime, Doc.
Thank you. JP Finley.
Peace, Jay.
All ears, beltway, gridiron. B. Mitch and Finley. It goes on and on and on and on. 5:26 here. We're going to light Anthony up. Anthony, you've been subdued. The heat got to you today, didn't it?
A little. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it's still hot in this studio right now.
I see you.
It is hot.
You're down a little bit. Okay, let's crank it up. And you know who we haven't heard from? Several people. Let's change that. 301-230-0980 is the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.